I made a pretty big old mistake the other day, and I was thinking I was gonna try and, you know, save some money and save myself some time maybe, and but it was kind of just an embarrassing failure. And I did video it actually, but I thought I would just share my experience with you on the podcast because it was actually something I did talk about on the podcast. It was hot yoga. I thought I would try and do hot yoga at home. And oh boy, was it a big fat flop, failure. No, probably don't even bother. And I'm going to tell you what happened and why it was such a disaster. So, I recently tried hot yoga, but I have been going to something called Hot Pod Yoga. It's right in the centre of Bristol, which is a city. It takes not a lot of time to get there, but it's like a fairly big palaver. And I kept going at like rush hour, because that's when the sessions are after work. And I was, you know, they don't let you in if you're late. That's, you have to be there 3 minutes before or they shut the door. That is, that should be their motto. 3 minutes before, always shut the door. Because I was actually late once and I rang them before and they were like, yeah, you literally can't come in if you're late. So, but it's actually in some ways the lateness means that you intentionally be on time because you're like, well, I literally can't be late. So it means that you end up getting there like 10 minutes before and chilling out in the room rather than like running in, like this is most of my life, running into an exercise class and like literally it starting within like a minute or so. What you end up doing is you end up arriving and then chilling out and doing some own personal stretches and like organizing yourself for like 10-15 minutes. But anyway, that time I did actually have to skip and then I did the session after, so thankfully I did get a spot on that. But it was like super stressful and I thought, do you know what? Let's try and figure out if I can do it at home. Not only that, not only is it stressful trying to get into the city centre, there's also no parking, absolutely none. So you have to either cycle or get a bus or get a lift. Walking would literally take like an hour. It's just not worth it. Or I could try somewhere closer, but there is somewhere closer, but I haven't yet tried them. Anyway, the other problem with hot yoga is it's really expensive, and I get it. It's because they have to like spend a lot of money heating the place. I get it. I understand. But it's also like you don't want to be doing it every day. So I thought, you know, you don't want to be spending like, some of the sessions are like 15 quid. Obviously, that's without like a membership. It's cheaper if you have like lots of sessions. But also, they're really hard to book onto. They're like fully fucking booked. So all of these reasons put together made me think, do you know what? Let's try it at home. And the problem is I do actually like going physically to exercise classes. I never like doing stuff from home. So it was kind of more of an experiment that went wrong. But because I won't end up exercising that, you know, sometimes I'll skip it or I just won't end up doing it or I'll keep putting it off. If I have a scheduled time, like you need to go to hot yoga for 5 o'clock tonight, I will go. But if I'm like, right, in, you know, 9:30 tonight, I'm going to go and do a yoga class downstairs on my own, I won't do it. I just can't muster up the motivation to do it on my own. So alas, we end up having to go to exercise classes, which I think is really beneficial. Also, people need jobs. So, you know, we are kind of funding instructors as well and like gyms and stuff. So it's not all bad. You know, YouTube is not fully the way forwards, but it is pretty useful. So I was finding hot yoga quite beneficial for my mental health, for my, I don't know about my physical health, but it felt good, okay? Firstly, just doing yoga, I think, rather than necessarily hot yoga, but hot yoga does feel good. Like, I think because you get so stretchy. So what I did was, we have a fan heater in the living room downstairs. I made a lot of mistakes in this journey, let's put it that way. So what I did was I set up my mat and all was fine. It's my towel mat. It's not my proper mat because I didn't have a mat at that time, but now I do. I've actually been given a mat from, maybe I should include it in the link actually. It's like amazing. Honestly, it's amazing. And I know I got it for free, but I wouldn't be saying this because I'm not a liar if it weren't true. It's like the grippiest mat you'll ever experience. It's from Community Unity. Ooh, that's so funny. Community Unity Yoga. It's an eco-friendly mat. It's made out of rubber and jute. And I do actually have an affiliate link. Maybe I should start like putting that in because I'm really bad at like actually advertising these things. But anyway, next time I'll use that. But I didn't have that at the time. So I used my Hot Pod yoga towel. And basically what I did was I started off thinking, right, I'll just turn on the heater and it'll be fine. I'll just turn it on and I'll work out in the room and it'll be fine. I did a 60-minute Bikram session. Now, I don't necessarily agree with Bikram because I'm pretty sure he raped people. Not good. So, but he has some difficult yoga sessions. And I thought, you know what? I want to do a 60-minute one. I want to work hard. So we did that. And it wasn't by Bikram. It was by some other guy. Gary Oldman. I'm pretty sure that was his name. That was his, that was the guy who was running the yoga session. But it was like a Bikram style, I believe. Anyway, so, oh, I forgot to mention that when I do hot yoga, I get really stinky. Like, actual onions have been rubbed in my armpits. Like, honestly, it stinks, and I don't know how to get rid of it. It's really hard to, I've tried washing beforehand, I've tried putting extra deodorant on, I've tried putting perfume on, it doesn't work. I just still stink. So I was thinking, you know, if I'm at home, it doesn't matter if I'm stinky. The only person that's going to know is me and the dogs, and that's it. And then I can just go and have a shower. I forgot to mention that one. So anyway, I choose Bikram yoga. I've got my mat or my towel, and I've turned the fan heater on. Now that room can get pretty toasty when you turn that fan heater on. But what I didn't realize, but it wasn't getting up to 40 degrees, obviously. Like, it just wasn't. And I didn't know how to get it that high because it just wouldn't work. Basically, I live in a 1923, I guess it's like a kind of Victorian house. The ceilings are really high, 10 foot maybe, I don't know, probably 3 meters, I don't know, something like that, maybe not three, I don't know. Anyway, they're high, and basically I guess the heat was rising. I was also on the ground floor, so it's not as warm there, and the house is just kind of a cold house. It's just chilly. It's quite difficult to heat. So I think, did I turn on the heating as well? I think I might have turned on the heating. I turned on the fan heater. I could not get it at the level that I needed it to be pouring with sweat with no clothes on. Because when I go to hot yoga, I don't have any clothes on. I have like a sports bra and leggings and that's it. And I'm still pouring with sweat. So next, I decided, right, I'm going to put on loads of jumpers. So I put on 2 jumpers, and I had a top on and a bra, and I had a pair of leggings, and then I put on a pair of jogging bottoms as well. And I thought, this is going to do it, surely. Still not quite enough. So I decided I was going to put on a woolly hat. Anyway, there I am doing my yoga in my woolly clothes, like literally so many layers on. It's like, it's already difficult doing yoga when you're a little bit bigger, when you're like a curvy person, and then add extra bulk to you and it becomes even more difficult. Now, the thing is, the people on the yoga video were like yoga instructors, like, for fuck's sake, thanks for making me feel bad. So there they were doing like literally bending themselves in half. And I was like, no, it's not happening. I mean, that was like the least of my problems, but it was a problem nonetheless. So, oh, I also forgot to mention it's February. So it's not even a warm, like if it was June, it might have happened. June, July, August, September, the summer months, I might have been able to get it hot enough. You know, midday or something. I was having a big failure of a time. Anyway, I got a bit of a sweat on. The more I did it, I was starting to sweat more. But the thing is, I just wanted to take off all my clothes. And I did take them off and then I just cooled down like pretty much instantly. So I was like, right, let's put them back on again. It was just, it felt kind of disgusting. Like, I was wearing a hat and I was like sweating profusely in it. And I had I turned the fan heater to like blow straight onto me because I was like, right, that will make me hotter. It did, but then also I just felt kind of icky because of that. and also it kind of dries the sweat off of you, so it like dries you out. So it was all not going very much to plan whatsoever. The last nail in the coffin is the fact that you then have to wash about 8 pairs of clothes. You have to wash like 3 or 4 tops and then 2 pairs of trousers. And then, you know, when I go to hot yoga, I only have to wash my towel and my sports bra and my, obviously my underwear, and then my leggings. But when you're in so many clothes, you've sweated through all of them. I didn't think this through. You then have to wash all of those clothes because you worked out in them. Maybe not the outer layer, but definitely the hat, definitely both pairs of trousers, definitely the bottom 2 layers of clothes. Like, then I was like, fucking hell, now I've got loads of washing to do. And I didn't consider this. Now, what I'm thinking is, the thing is, they do actually sell the hot pod yoga tents. And what they are is like, they inflate, basically. They're kind of like a contained bouncy castle, like that's, but like a tent. Like a tent bouncy castle, but like a roof. And it basically stops all the heat from going out. Now, you can actually buy single ones of those. I don't know how easy they are to put up and down, but I just don't think I could be bothered to do that. I don't know. Like, what I would want is somewhere that it was just constantly out. Like, I've got my podcasting room. It's constantly ready to go because the more friction I have to do stuff, the less likely I am to do something. So if I've already got my gym bag packed, easy, I grab it and I leave. If I've already got my meal prep ready, easy, I grab it and I leave. Whereas, you know, for instance, to get my bike out, I have to unlock, I'm not joking, 4 locks and lock them all again. And then I have to cycle around the back of the house and then I'm out. My car, I open 2 things, I don't have to lock them, they're on the latch, so I just shut the door and I get unlock my car and I just get into it and then I drive off. It's so much easier. You add more friction to things and you just don't do it. So if I had to inflate a tent every time I wanted to do yoga, would I do it? I don't know. I don't think, the thing is, I wouldn't want to keep putting it away and getting it out again. The other option is, I do actually have a hydroponics tent and I'm not growing marijuana or anything, but I had it for my houseplants when I was, you know, growing lots of them, and I put it in the garage. Now, the thing is, that thing is massive. Could I do yoga in it? Absolutely, yes. The other problem is I'd have to wear sunglasses because it's really like, it's reflective. So it would be an interesting look. But the thing is, that is sat in the garage at the moment and it takes up so much room. It's like probably 2 or 3 meters long and a couple, like 1 or 2 meters. What the fuck was that noise? I don't know. 1 or 2 meters, like at least 1.5, I would say, or at least 1 meter width. So the thing is, you're going to end up like taking up so much room in the garage for that. Now, you could say, well, you could put it up and down. No, it's not possible. It is so heavy that I have, since we've moved here, I just haven't put it up. It would be useful to have it in the garage, but firstly, it takes up so much room. But secondly, it's so heavy. Oh no, the camera just died. Oh, 1 second. Well, that's going to be a fucking disaster because now I've probably lost loads of video. I thought I would make it through the whole episode on that one bit of battery, but this is the problem. It has to be fully charged. Like, it's, the batteries go from, they go from full to 50%, and it's like quite a long time. And then from 50% to zero is like shorter. It's like definitely not equal. So I always charge every battery. But the thing is, I was in the flow. So I was like, right, I'll make it through with 75%. And it didn't make it through. So that was a sad time. Anyway, we'll just have to put some funky footage over it. You know how we do. I haven't had that happen in a while, to be fair. So we're doing pretty well. So I could put my hydroponic tent up, but it's such a faff. It's so heavy. and it takes up so much room, and I don't want to lose loads of my garage because I've got some exciting things coming up where I'm going to film in my garage, I think. So I don't want to use up loads of room. Also, I think going and doing a physical session in, you know, a class with people is actually kind of beneficial. I might not talk to any of them, but I feel like I physically socialized and I've had an instructor. And I think there's, you know, there's definitely benefit of having physical human contact, whether or not you talk to them is beyond the point. But it's like going and physically leaving the house and doing something. Like, I don't want to be in my house all the time. So that's definitely a plus side. And I will not be doing hot yoga in my house again. Not only because the electricity bill will probably be extortionate, but also because I think, you know, it's just nice to go out and leave. And also because it just didn't work. So, fail. Anyway, thanks so much for listening. I'm sorry for the interruption in the middle. I was so close to finishing as well. FML. So I upload every Monday and Thursdays. We basically document my disasters in life and, you know, health, well-being, fitness, mental health, happiness, etc. And I've been Dawn, and, you know, give it a like and a 5-star rating if you're listening on the podcast. Thanks so much, and goodbye.